We've come down quite a dusty track along past children and goats, and it's warm. There's a humidity here. And up and down this track there are people walking with bags on their backs, carrying heavy bags of the vanilla harvest. And we've arrived to another dwelling here. Sassy, you're my translator, so can you tell me where are we now?
Yes, we are now at the next buying center, which is for Kasemire. Kasemire is one of our groups working with the Mumbuku and the Ndali Vanilla.
The Mumbuku are a different tribe to where I've been staying at Ndali Lodge. They speak a different, I can hear a different language.
Yes, and in Mumbuku you can be able to hear a different language, which is Konzo, and most of the farmers we are now looking at talk that language, so they need translation.
Hence you're here with me.
Yes.
Good, I'm glad you're here.
Yes.
So we'll walk in, and obviously people at this point in time, I'm sort of being looked at by lots of people wondering why I'm walking down here. And there's another tarpaulin here and a sign on the tree, and it's very basically written. It's got twine around a piece of paper, and in large letters it says organic vanilla with an arrow. So this is clearly the normal one. And then it's beautifully written, and somebody's clearly started at the beginning in really large letters to say conventional vanilla, but they've obviously run out of space, so the sea of conventional is about 4 inches tall, and we've got all the way down to the L at the end of the word being very little. So it's a really sweet looking, very quickly written sign here, and there are bags again of vanilla and people around, and there's a set of weighing scales. It looks a little bit more organised here. Am I imagining that?
Yes, you are right. This is more organised than the other place where we have just come from. And we think our buying centre manager has done a wonderful job. Yes.
It's a little less chaotic, a little calmer. And there are seats here. And the weighing station has actually been constructed, and there's a red pair of scales with twine holding it around a sort of wooden structure, and the men over there are just looking like they're negotiating and chatting and weighing their harvest. Should we go and have a chat with them, see how they've done?
Oh, yes.
Just walking across here. And just to my right, there's a man tipping a great big bag out, and there are three people, again, sorting through those. I'll go and walk over. Hello.
How are you?
How do you do? These are your vanilla? This is your vanilla harvest?
Yes.
And are you pleased with this year's harvest?
What?
Are you happy with this year's harvest?
Yeah, we are happy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And is this is your weigh-in. How many kilos have you weighed in today?
Me? 36.
Six kilos?
6 kilograms.
And how long, is this all of your harvest this year, the 6 kilograms, or is this just today's?
For this season, we have not really harvested well. Yeah.
It's been a hard season.
That's the only? It's a small season. Yes.
So next year, will that be a good season?
Next year we will harvest so very much. Yeah.
So the beans are looking good on the trees for next year?
Yeah.
And do you have family? Do you have children or a wife here?
Yes, we have children.
How many children do you have?
Five.
Five children?
Yes.
Good grief.
Yeah.
How old are they?
Yeah?
How old are your children? What age are they?
It is the first one. He's 11 years. Yeah.
And the youngest?
The youngest is one year.
If you get lots of money for your harvest, Do you treat your children better? Do you give more to them?
Yes, I treat them very well.
And if you have more money, what do you spend your money on? When you have more money for your vanilla, if you have a good price, what do you get to buy and do for your children?
Oh, yes. I want to educate my children. If I get more money, I will treat them and educate them.
So they get to go to a better school?
Yes, to the best schools. Yeah.
And this is good, and you will spend more on their books and things. What is it in particular that you would spend more on?
Pardon?
More books or more teaching? Which bits do you spend more money on?
Oh, we spend more money on education and food, mostly.
So when you have more money, do you eat better?
Yeah.
Come on.
We eat better when we have more money.
What kind of things do you eat when you have more money? When you had good harvest, do you celebrate?
Yes, we have to celebrate, and we have to enjoy so much.
And do you have a party?
Yeah, that is.
Tell me about your party.
What?
Tell me about your party when you celebrate. What do you do?
We normally work together when we have received so much, when we have harvested well. We work together as we celebrate. Yeah.
So you have a big party and celebrate together?
Yeah. We celebrate together.
I bet it's a good one.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.